Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramo. Hey, folks, what's going on? You know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff in the world of sports. You know, we're going to talk about what's going on in baseball and WWE No Mercy and other stuff. But, hey, Mac, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
You here? Hey, man,
yeah,
what's going on,
hear
man? I hear you loud and clear, man. How you doing, man?
Good,
thanks,
good.
Thanks, Mac, coming on the show as usual. Good to have
no
you.
No problem.
And, you know, the deal on this show, we talk sports, entertainment, everything else. We'll talk about what's going on, you know, playoff-wise with the Cubs. The Cubs just winning the game against the Dodgers in the NLCS. They're up 2-0. We'll get into that. You know, we'll talk about the ALCS momentarily as well. And everything else that's going on in the world of sports, our No Mercy recap, and so much more. Most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. So, we'll cover everything. You name it, we're going to talk about it. But before we go into the, the football and the MLB playoffs and, you know, all the other stuff we're going to touch upon today, we cover entertainment. But the big news in entertainment is, unfortunately, the passing of Tommy Ford. Of course, you know, he's well known for his role as Tommy on Martin. And, passed away recently this week due to, aneurysm. And, my condolences go out to him and his family, man. Really sad, really tragic. You know, the guy was only 52 years old. And, he seemed like a real nice guy, man. He'll be missed. My condolences to his family.
Yeah, very sad. We all knew him from Martin, Tommy, who didn't have a job, allegedly. but, yeah, I mean, he's a great actor. Had a great career. Started on Martin, started on NY, New York Undercover. He was also in the movie, you said, right? A Richard Pryor movie?
Harlem Nights, the Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Red Fox movie. Also had Della Reese, Jasmine Guy, a bunch of well-known actors of the time, at the time were in that movie. So, that was just a few years before his iconic Martin role. Martin's friend who allegedly didn't have a job, but he always had money to pay for where he had to go. But
there's actually people out there like that. There's actually people out there who never have a job, but yet they always have money. Like, how the hell?
And they say their money well, apparently. But funny how you mentioned it, like there was like this episode, Tisha Campbell, the lady who plays Martin's girlfriend and then wife, in the series, Gina, she was mentioning that in the first season that they did mention Tommy's job, like he was like some sort of guidance counselor, but apparently they forgot about that. But, it became a long running joke that, Tommy, you ain't got no job, It was just like a long-running thing. And it was just funny because Tommy's character seemed like a trustworthy, honest person who, you know, if he has a job, you would believe him. But it just became a whole long-running joke. Man, you ain't got no job. Martin usually jumped in on the bandwagon and start, you know, piling on them. But, you know, it was a funny show, iconic show, and, you know, Tommy Ford will be missed. You know, his later years, you know, obviously he was still active, but he became a public speaker, you know, using his fame for good. So, you know, he's definitely going to be missed.
Yeah, definitely. You know, my condolences to his family. And, may he rest in peace.
Yeah, I echo your sentiments, man. I hope my heart goes out to his family, man. I can't imagine what they're going through, especially his wife. Gina, man, it's sad. So, rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
But, moving along. Let's move on to the MLB playoffs, and the Cubs. They're playing the way everybody thought they would play, man. They're undefeated. I mean, they're just running over everybody. I mean, maybe it was a blessing in disguise that they didn't make it to the playoffs, but I guess the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, after they got the one game playoffs, I mean, obviously. The Mets would have at least won that game and see what would have happened, because you never know. Mets could have got past, maybe they could have been that spark plug of a team like the Cardinals have been. But you know, that would be a miracle within itself. The Mets team, as you all know, was banged up, and it took them a miracle just to make it to that one game playoff. So. It is what it is. On the other hand, the Nationals, man, how could they lose that game? I mean, game five, they had the game five at their house, and they still lost that game, man. They had Scherzer on the mound, you know, their $200 million man, and it still didn't amount to anything, man. What was your thoughts about the Nationals getting eliminated? And let's say if they did advance to the NLCS, had they won that game, Strasburg would have been out for the year again, you know?
I thought the Nationals were the better team. I thought the Dodgers got lucky. They got lucky in that game five. You know, Scherzer should have stayed in that game. Should have pitched, longer, but the manager took him out, and Nationals ended up losing. Dodgers advance, and right now Dodgers are down 0-2 after losing this game tonight to the Cubs, and the Cubs are looking like world beaters right now. They're looking like they're on their way to the World Series.
Oh, so, yeah.
Two more games, and they advance.
Yep. And another thing, what was I going to say? And then the Giants, they got eliminated by the Cubs, you know. They got a little taste of their own medicine, you know.
Yep.
Eliminating the Mets, and now they know how it feels to be now to be playing golf, you know, against the Mets and the Yankees now. And all the other, 24 other teams that, that aren't in play right now. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
the Giants, they had a good run there.
They did. They definitely did. You know, they had a good run. You know, this snaps their every other year winning a championship, you know, because they won in, 2010, 2012, 2014, and then you know Bumgarner, he was money, you know, in that one game playoffs, as you know. Unlike the Nationals have been these past couple of years. And Dusty Baker, historically as a manager, you know, he's horrible in elimination games, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the Nationals. So, you know, it was no surprise there. But, you know, you would think the Nationals, they had, you know, had a great Neil Murphy, who had an MVP-type season. They weren't able to get over the hump. And Bryce Harper, you know, they hope Harper will bounce back from his horrible season he had.
Yeah, definitely had a down year this year.
Definitely see what happens, for sure. Yep. And and it looks like Cubs are gonna you know, advance to the World Series.
Looks like
no doubt about that, for sure. And
if they do advance, they might play the Indians, because Cleveland is also up 2-0 right now.
Oh yeah, that would be an interesting World Series. You got two vintage teams who haven't won a championship in a long time, going head to head right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Indians. I think they haven't won since '48, which was Larry Doby's rookie year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So, and then, of course, you know, you got the Cubs, they haven't won since 19, like, after previously winning the championship in 1907 and 1908. And they're still looking for that third championship, you know. And this year looks like it might be it.
This might be the year.
Cleveland, Cleveland's beating up on the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays, man, it looks like deja vu, man, because you know they had that tough team last year, but they couldn't make it to the World Series again. I think
this year's their redemption.
I mean, to the World Series since, that's what they're trying to do, but they got an uphill to climb, and. Andrew Miller, pitching out of the pen for the guys, you know, he's been impressive, you know what I mean? So basically, you know, it looks like the Blue Jays won't be able to come back here. I mean, it's not 3-0. They have a chance to come back, you know, but, you know, obviously there's only one team. Only one team in the championship series, obviously, in the ALCS, they come back, and of course that's the 04 Red Sox. So they're not. It's not over till it's over, but Game 3 is definitely a must win for sure.
Oh yeah, and you might see if Indians and Cubs face off in the World Series, you'll see Chapman versus Andrew Miller. Two Yankees have a chance to win a championship this year. Two former Yankees.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. And two guys out of the pen. Three-headed monsters the Yankees had this season before the Yankees, you know, had a fire sale and, you know, went with the youth movement, you know.
Yep.
So that's going to be interesting to see. And these guys, man, they might battle it out to see – who's going to get the biggest paycheck from the Yankees?
Maybe.
But, it's going to – and speaking of Chapman, the Cubs are able to, you know, win this game again. But Chapman, you know, he looked impressive at first, you know, throwing 103 miles per hour. But, you know, he gave up the game-tying hit. And that almost cost the Cubs until the Cubs, scored like 5 runs in the bottom 8, you know, because Chapman was attempting a 6-out save, and he came in with the bases loaded, nobody out. So.
Yep. Yeah, but I wouldn't blame him for that because, first of all, he came in bases loaded, nobody out, and.
Exactly.
And, you know, as hard as he throws, you know, he's going to give up hits here and there. So,
yeah,
I can't fault him for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. It's kind of reminiscent of Familia in the World Series last year. You know, he other than the game one, he came into situations where there was people on base, and
yep.
You know, and made horrible defense playing behind them, and that cost them. You know, that made them have three blown saves in the World Series, which was never done until, unfortunately, last year. So,
yeah.
You know, that, you know, unfortunately, Familia continued that horrible postseason blowing the game from, you know, this year when, you know, basically – you know, he didn't pitch well. Obviously, it wasn't a safe situation, but, you know, the game was tied, but, you know, he gave up the three-run homer to Gillespie, and, you know,
yeah.
The rest is history. But we'll see what happens. We'll, you know, we'll definitely talk more about what goes on in the playoffs. The way the Cubs are playing, we'll be previewing the World Series, probably, or talking about the World Series.
It might happen.
How the Cubs and the Indians are playing right now, so... Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Shifting gears to football and the Jets. I don't know if you heard, but you know, their former player Dennis Byrd, he died in a car accident. You know, at the age
yeah.
of 50 years old. So, you know, my condolences go out to him. You know, and his family. You know, and his family.
Yeah.
You know, that's. You know, it's. Really tragic, man. Just a few weeks ago, you know, Jose Fernandez, you know, he died in that boating accident. You know.
My condolences.
Yeah. And then, you know, shifting gears, you know, with the current Jets. Basically, they're gonna be facing the Cardinals, and you know, the Jets season is pretty much done, man. They're it's really horrible. 1-4. They're gonna be facing Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals. Man, this isn't really looking good, man. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. The Jets right now, you know, they're right now their season is up. It's going downhill right now. They're 1-4. They have another tough matchup on Monday Night Football against the is it on Sunday Night Football against the Seahawks? I think.
No, actually.
Cardinals.
Monday night against the Cardinals.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. Cardinals. They play the Seahawks already, right?
Couple weeks ago,
I think.
Might have been last week, if my memory serves me right.
Okay.
But yeah, man, the season, you know, it's already done, man. They need to win this game, man. I mean, they need to win this game to try to get some hope back. I mean, it's rarely been done coming back from starting a 1-4 season, but that's what the Jets are going to try to do. And they're going to try to turn the season around, beginning with this game against the Cardinals. But I wouldn't bet the house on it, you know, especially, you know, in Arizona on the road. You know, I don't, this looked like a loss, man.
Well, you know,
and
it's
then
still a long season. They got 11 games to go, so they need to, you know, win this game and then worry about the games in front of them. And, you know, maybe they could come back, maybe, you know, finish the season with 9 or 10 wins. But, yeah, it's a long mountain to climb right now because they put themselves in the hole. So they got to win this game on Monday.
For real. And then not to mention Eric Decker is officially gone for the rest of the year. So that's a huge blow. A lot of guys are going to have to step up and, you know, shoulder the load with Brandon Marshall. Because this is the season's done, man. Basically as done as Eric Decker this year.
Yeah, well, you have a Nunwa who's been playing real well at wide receiver. So
that's true.
I think he's going to step up and replace Decker. But, yeah, I mean, they need to Fitzpatrick, man, it's all on him. He has to play better, stop making big mistakes, you know, and, yeah, they need to play better overall. And their defense hasn't been playing well these last few games. So their defense also has to step up.
Yep. And, you know, Revis is questionable. David Harris, you know, he has the streak going, and that looks like it's going to be in jeopardy on Monday because it looks like he's not going to play that game. So, yeah, it's not looking good for the Jets, man. I don't know if you heard, like, Brandon Marshall, man, he had like a win for the Gipper moment. Like, he was like, you know, he's confident the team's going to win and we're going to be back. And he's like, yeah! And then his feet. Like, okay. He's like, dude, try to win a game, you know, help this team win a game before you're trying to have enthusiasm. I mean, like, okay. It's like, it was a little much, man. But, yeah.
You gotta step up.
They definitely got to step up for real. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like Herman Edwards said when he coached the Jets a decade ago, hello, you play to win the game. So hopefully they'll get up and play the game, man, because yeah, on paper it's not looking good. So we'll see what happens. But shifting gears to your Giants, the Big Blue. What's your thoughts on this upcoming game?
Well, with the Giants, this past Monday night, they lost to the Packers. So right now the Giants are what, 2-3? You know, they dipped down in the division. They start out with 2 wins. Now they lost 3 in a row. You know, offense, I don't know, it seems like in the first half or the first 3 quarters, offensively, they can't do much. They can't move the ball. They can't run the ball.
Right.
Although they've been playing some good defenses. Packers played good defense this past Monday. And then, the week before, we played the Vikings, who probably have the best defense in the NFC right now. But offensively, you know, they got to be more consistent. And, you know, Beckham has to step up. You know, he did catch his first touchdown of the season on Monday night. But, you know, he needs to step up a little more. Giants have to get their running game established because, you know, their running game has been non-existent so far. And, yeah, man, defense also has to be consistent. They've been a little inconsistent the last three weeks here. They got to get more pressure on the quarterback and have to stop these corners on stop these wide receivers on the other team. But, you know, they lost a close game. They had a chance to come back, but failed. You know, they ended up short, losing 23-16. So now who do they play tomorrow?
The Ravens. They're going to play the Ravens and Joe Flacco. So
that's
not going to be an easy test either.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Ravens, a good defensive team. You know, they also put pressure on the quarterback, stop the running game. So that's going to be a tough test. So I'm not saying this is a must-win for the Giants, but Giants, they have to win this game so they could at least right now stay at .500 and, you know, try to not dip any further in the NFC.
I mean, the season's not going to end, you know. if they, you know, if they do lose this game. But I think it is a must win because, you know, for you to be a serious playoff team, you got to be at least at 500 at the minimum.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So they really need to find a way to get this game, you know, the W here. Not to mention,
yeah,
you know, they're at home. They're at home, too, so you know, they gotta try to win this game. They
need the Giants, you know, the good thing is, you know, with the game tomorrow included, they have 6 straight home games coming up. So they need to take advantage of this.
Absolutely. For sure. Hopefully they'll rebound against the Ravens.
Yeah.
Shifting gears.
Actually, sorry, 5 straight. Sorry, I miscounted.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, shifting gears. You know the what was I gonna say? The Rangers, man, they started their season this week, and I think they if I remember right, they won the first game 3-2, and then Saturday night they lost I think by the same score 3-2. So
our Rangers.
Yeah, they're 1-1. They lost to the Blues. On Saturday night. So now they're 1-1. And I think the Islanders lost also earlier today. I should say Saturday night, since we're into Sunday now.
Yeah, you know, when hockey begins, basketball soon follows, or is nearby.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, Knicks played a preseason game earlier today. I should say Saturday. But they lost 2-2 in the preseason.
Yeah. They lost to Boston, right?
Was it Boston? I can't remember. Good question. Let me try to see who did they lose to. Oh no, wait, that's not the right thing. Well, in any case, I'll figure that out. Let's see who it is. And you know, With Rose having the problems, you're right. Celtics, they lost to the Celtics,
okay.
And Porzingis, you know, he missed the second half with a sore groin. They said it wasn't, it was for precautionary reasons. They didn't think it was serious. Porzingis scored 9 points. Carmelo scored 15 points off the, you know, he scored 15 points, and. The Knick rookie, Kuzminskas, he had a double double. He had 18 points and 10 rebounds, in 19 minutes, and he shot 7 of 16, so he had a pretty good game. Willie Hernandez Gomez, Porzingis' former teammate, overseas, he also had a double double as well, 12 points and 12 rebounds. Now, hopefully we'll have similar double double threat in the regular season.
Oh yeah.
And what was I gonna say? Brandon Jennings, he's been playing well, you know, being in the starting lineup since he's been replacing
Derrick Rose
in the starting lineup because Derrick Rose, as we mentioned last week, was, you know, he's going through rape allegations against his ex-girlfriend. And basically, Brandon Jennings, he's been meshing with the with the team, and now it's questions. Will Rose be able to? Will Rose make it to the, you know, to the team when we play our first game against the defending world champs, Cleveland Cavaliers, on Tuesday, October 25? We'll soon find out, and yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Also, Porzingis said he wants to be, I think, the sixth man ever to record a quadruple double. So keep your eyes out on that, on him, you know.
Yeah.
As Kevin Durant called him, a unicorn. He's a rare breed of players who's a quadruple threat. You know, this guy
could see it.
Score, rebound, block shots, assists. I mean, this dude is he's an amazing guy, and he's just coming into his second year right now. So, scat, you know, all we need is these guys to stay healthy and perform, you know, see what happened with this team. And, let's shift gears. Lastly, to No Mercy, and of course, you know, because of the election on Sunday night, they moved. The WWE, for the first time ever, they moved the WWE title to an exhibition match. Obviously, some of you remember a few years ago at WrestleMania, the World Heavyweight title was let off the show. It was as a matter of fact, Edge's last career match, and he defended the title against Alberto Del Rio, and then Edge would later find out that he had a career-ending injury, and he became one of the few people to retire on top, you know, with the title and winning at WrestleMania. So. Yeah, there's that fact there. So, going back to No Mercy, I mean, they had a few good matches. You know, they had the triple threat match, Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, and John Cena. It was a pretty good match, you know. That match was almost an hour, if my memory serves me right. They had to be.
I thought it was okay. It was the second best match of the night.
Yeah, I mean it was a real good match, you know, and you know AJ Styles, he won yet again, you know, he defended the title. It was a real good match, you know, and then you had also, later on in that. Oh yeah, right. John Cena lost because AJ Styles, you know, was hitting John Cena with the chair twice and went for the pinfall, which surprised me. I thought there would have been more. I thought, you know, he would have got hit more on the chair and then maybe got pinned. I was a little surprised John Cena got defeated by two chair shots and he got defeated. But it was an awesome match.
I think, this is getting a little tiring to see Cena keep losing to AJ. I mean, I get the fact that, WWE doesn't want Cena to bury AJ, but seeing him pin Cena this many times, I mean, this is unheard of.
Yeah, it is definitely unheard of. I mean, but you know, kudos to John Cena. You know, he's really putting people over now. Ever since Kevin Owens, he's been, well, even goes back to that. You know, CM Punk, the SummerSlam like a few years ago, maybe
Daniel Bryan,
like 4 years ago. Daniel Bryan also, I think it might have been the SummerSlam after that too. The year after that too. It's Brock Lesnar, obviously Brock Lesnar's resume speaks for itself. I think these are like three consecutive SummerSlams, if I'm not mistaken, when he put all these guys over.
Yeah, I guess like look at the fact that, you know, Cena buries these opponents who have no names. But, you know, most of the time he does put some of these major superstars over. So, But
lately.
Yeah, seeing him lose to AJ Styles, you know, consecutively like this, this is like a little tiring to see. I mean, let's see the Super Cena again. You know, even I'm rooting to see Cena beat AJ Styles now.
Trust me, you will see Super Cena. By WrestleMania, you will see Super Cena again. Because there's no way he's going to end his career without getting the title one more time. At least twice. Mark that down. John Cena will be a two-time champion. You can mark that down.
Oh, yeah.
So when AJ Styles lose the title, it will be the John Cena. You could take that to the bank. You could take that to the Money in the Bank, but I'm pretty sure AJ will win the title but before that pay-per-view event comes.
Yeah.
And then you got what was I gonna say? Then you have which a lot of people say is the best match of the night. Dolph Ziggler versus Miz. I mean, WWE found a way to make Miz and Ziggler's match like a must see. You know, isn't that kind of a pun? Isn't that Miz's line like he's the must see champion?
I think so.
Is that what he used to say when he was a champion?
I think so.
Back in the days. But yeah. So basically, as you all know, it was. Well, he had TV, but he used to say he's a must see champion because, you know, he always goes on different shows, promotes WWE on all various different news media and shows. But what was I gonna say? Interesting. It was a excellent match. You know, you had Dolph Ziggler, defeating the Miz, ending Miz's 188 day reign as champion. And most importantly for Ziggler, he keeps his career. So
yeah,
it was an awesome match. Also, the fact that they incorporated the Spirit Squad as the Miz's goons. I mean, I thought it was a brilliant touch. And also, going back into Dolph Ziggler's career as a former Spirit Squad member, and being Curran White, which was Chavo Guerrero's one of Chavo Guerrero's gimmick when they tried to a pretty racist gimmick. They made a Hispanic guy pretend to be a stereotypical white guy. You know,
yeah,
that was WWE's brilliant idea at the time. So basically, he was his caddy, I think, at the time, before he became Dolph Ziggler. So, yeah. So basically, they basically was attributing his, Dolph Ziggler's hard work and, you know, overcoming horrible gimmicks, including Dolph Ziggler's initial gimmick of him shaking people's hand and saying, "Hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler here." You know what I mean? he turned it around, because of his work ethic, and he became a good champion. Always entertaining people, high flyer, and he's like a modern day Shawn Michaels light kind of guy. A guy who will entertain people, the show off, instead of the showstopper. And then he stole Shawn Michaels' super kick, as his finisher. But it was an excellent touch. A little shades of Eddie Guerrero with his boots coming off, and then he super kicked Miz for the victory after he streaked both members of the Spirit Squad when they interfered in the match. And it was great storytelling, kudos to WWE. And then I guess the other memorable match in that pay-per-view, because as Becky Lynch couldn't fight because of health reasons, so the match between her and Alexa Bliss was put on hold. So, What was it? She fought against, I think, Naomi or Carmella. No, it probably was Naomi. I can't remember.
I think it was Naomi.
I can't remember. Yeah. Did she win that match? I can't even remember. Did she win?
No, actually,
I don't remember.
No, I don't think it was Naomi. I think it was. Wasn't Nikki?
It might have been Nikki. She might have lost that. But in any case, what was I gonna say? Yeah, Bray Wyatt. You know, he defeated Randy Orton. You know, thanks to Luke Harper returning from injury to help out Bray Wyatt. And now it seemed like when Eric Rowan is hurt, Luke Harper is healthy. And then when Luke Harper is healthy, Eric Rowan is hurt.
Yeah,
so they just keep switching
true.
These guys out. So the Wyatt coming back, it looks like they're being serious now. They won on SmackDown 2. Same scenario, but I think it might have been a tag team match. It was an okay pay-per-view event. Not as great as the other pay-per-view event that they had last month. And then you're switching gears to WWE. Raw is going to do their thing. You know, they got Goldberg coming back on Raw, you know, first time in like 12 years to, you know, obviously most likely accept Lesnar's challenge and have a WrestleMania 20 match. And hopefully this time both of these guys will be motivated and they'll have a better match, even though it's 12 years later. But the other big news is that there's going to be a first ever women's Hell in the Cell match, Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. I mean,
that's going to be exciting.
That's exciting. And most likely there's rumors that they might even end the show. You know, that's major news right there. So congrats to WWE taking the chance and, you know, really elevating the women's division. So kudos to them. Kevin Owens is going to have his, rematch against Seth Rollins inside the Hell in the Cell. Rusev's going to have his match against Roman Reigns. So that's going to be an interesting pay-per-view event for sure. And I'm looking forward to that. Anything else I forgot to touch upon?
I think you pretty much covered it.
Yeah, so check out this show next week. Same time, Sunday at midnight, Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Rameau. He's Macaulay Matthew. And, of course, check out Mac's show, iMac, every day 11, only on Block Talk Radio. So he's Macaulay Matthew, William Rameau. See you guys next week.